no to mandatory vaccines. In South Africa, there are none. There is not a single only for the children, mandatory vaccine, but certainly not to do with respect to COVID-19. And so it is, it boggles the mind that anybody is protesting mandatory COVID-19 vaccines that don't exist. Professor Mark Mendelson is going to be at the very site where this protest will take place. He is the head of infectious diseases as well as HIV medicines at Groote Schuur Hospital, and will give us a perspective now on what is on the go within the hospital that makes this so difficult to swallow. Professor Mendelson, good morning.
Good morning, Rufi Wayne. Good morning to your listeners.
How are things going at this particular time, particularly as regards COVID patients?
Well, it's extremely busy at Groote Schuur, as it is in all of our hospitals in the country. You have a dedicated and largely traumatized workforce who spend their days providing clinical services to people who are sick, be that with COVID or not. In COVID, the situation is still very dire. We have a full set of wards. People are only getting into our high care units who are the best possible candidates for that intervention, and our ICUs are full. And therefore, the only people who would be able to get onto an ICU again are those that are prioritized, who are the very, very best candidates. In other words, the youngest people and those that do not have comorbidities. And that is causing, you know, a lot of distress for everybody, the patients and the staff. And we are seeing a lot of people die. We are seeing a lot of people with severe disease who we know, hopefully many of whom will go on to recover completely, but many who will be left with long-term problems from COVID-19. And this is what we're facing. And the one thing we're absolutely delighted about today is that young people will be able to, over the age of 18, will be able to get vaccinated. And I hope that everybody in that age group will take up that opportunity to protect themselves and show everybody else what can be done by the young.
Professor, you know, it's interesting what you're talking about, because this is reminding me of very early in the lockdown, or at least in the early stages of the pandemic. Italy, obviously the country that probably faced this first and most, talking about these wartime circumstances in which you have to, with a very limited amount of time, make this decision. When you say best possible candidates, what you're saying is a highest prognosis or probability of living and living well, I imagine. And
absolutely,
that's a difficult choice to make, right? You go home with that thought every night.
No, that's a huge issue for our staff and our staff throughout the country, and obviously elsewhere in the world. The issue of moral injury is becoming very high, you know, in our daily lives. I mean, in resource limited situations, and South Africa is a resource limited country. You know, this is not new in many respects. We have to make decisions often on the basis of our resources, but the level of decision making around, you know, in this situation is absolutely huge at the moment, and it's incredibly difficult. There are, as I say, you know, you are looking at a workforce that is extremely traumatized, and you know, I think there's a great deal of concern not only in the hospital but in all hospitals in South Africa, I think, for our healthcare workers. Of course, this is our job. This is what we do, and we're here to serve and to provide service and care for everybody that we possibly can. But this is a reality that South Africa is living with at the present moment. Mm. And vaccination can prevent severe disease, hospitalization, and death. And that's why we're so passionate as a workforce and as a group in saying that please go and get vaccinated to protect yourself.
Prof, so when you hear about a protest being planned for tomorrow right outside the doors in which you are under traumatized conditions fighting to save as many lives as possible with these limited resources, how does that make you feel?
Well, I think that, you know, one has to firstly ask what the question these people are, you know, people are asking. If you're talking about mandatory vaccination, there is, like, as you say, in the current time, COVID vaccination is not mandatory. Even if it was to protest outside this hospital, where, as you say, and as I've hopefully explained, we're trying our very best to save people's lives and to help and care for people, is extremely disappointing and highly disrespectful. And so, you know, I would ask people to remember that tomorrow.
Finally, the irony, of course, is that globally, over 90% of those who happen to be in high care in hospitals happen to be the unvaccinated, being treated by the very people who are being traumatized by these kinds of actions. Is it the same here at Critters Care?
Well, our experience is yes, at the present time, the vast, vast majority, there are very few cases of people. I mean, there are cases of people who've been vaccinated. No vaccine is 100% effective. And so we would expect that. As more and more people become vaccinated, then we will see slightly more people, obviously just by probability. But the vast, vast majority of people have not been vaccinated. Now, some of those will have chosen not to be vaccinated. That's a personal choice. Some of them will have not been able to be vaccinated yet because they're actually very young. You know, we have people in their 20s in our high care units and on our ICU. So, you know, this isn't a blame game. This is a real request for people to consider the issue of their lives and their possibility that they could actually prevent themselves getting sick, getting severe disease, and dying. And that's what we're asking people today.
Very sober and sobering perspective. Professor Mark Mendelson, Professor of Infectious Diseases and the Head of the Division of Infectious Diseases at Groote Schuur Hospital. Thank you so much for your perspective. All the best with the weekend ahead. And obviously our massive support from our side in the Cape Talk University.